One of the first things that sets musician Honey Dee apart is her energy.
So who are you?
My name is Rhonda Honey Duval. Rhonda, quote, unquote, honey, very important, Duval. My name is Rhonda Yatz, eh, she, eh, honey, and she. Oh yeah, that is my Diné language. I was introducing myself in the Navajo language. So what I said was, hello, my name is Honey. I am from the Tangle clan. I am also half African American. And I am also from the Maidishkijni clan, which is Coyote Pass.
Honey was born in Redlands, California, but was raised in Blue Gap, Arizona, and Salt Lake City, Utah. She started out as an R&B singer in Salt Lake City. Right now, though, she's inches away from graduating with an associate's degree in recording technology. Currently, she's in what she calls a two-woman band.
When I would like to do something, we work extra hard to get me to where I would like to be. When she would like to be somewhere or be something or be of a particular motivation, we work really hard to try to get her in that position. So we work back and forth on, what would you like to do? Here's what I would like to do. Let's work together to do this. Okay, let's try this.
Honey has 3 albums out already and 1 on the way. She says she's been working on it forever because she's done it by herself. But with her newfound skills in recording technology, she feels more confident. As for her albums, they're made up of her experiences. She's proud of the fact that she's been sober for several years, and she says she's gone through a lot.
So what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling, what my friends are telling me they're going through, those are a lot of the things that I write about, is just experiences in general, just because I've gone through a lot of things in my life where I felt like I didn't have anybody, or I felt like I was the only one going through whatever I was going through. But bing, 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 you go out in the world and everybody's experiencing the same thing, just at a different time. So I learned that I could be the bing, 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 bing.
Honey says she's motivated by surprising people, letting people think she's one way, but in reality, she's another.
What motivates me to motivate people at school is knowing that my teachers think I'm a screw up. I think that's the coolest thing ever, because at first they were like, oh, and they thought that I was just this kid. I'm an adult. This kid that screws around and doesn't pay attention and doesn't listen. Yes, I am that, but I also know what I'm doing. So recently my teachers have been watching me perform, because we perform at school. And now they're like my best friends, and now they're like, oh, you're doing so good. Now they're motivating me. So that right there motivates me to know that I can look like I'm screwing up, but in the end, I really mean business.
Other motivators for her?
Outside of school, I'd say my biggest motivator or inspiring individual is my mom. My mom's my biggest motivator. She's so awesome. God, she makes great fried bread. And my dog's pretty awesome because she never complains. Well, she does complain, but she doesn't put words to it. So it's just a bunch of rah, rah, rahs. Definitely my best friend inspires me. She's so great. She pushes me to do things that I don't want to. And sometimes that happens, but that's where growth comes in. And then people that I come in contact with, anybody, even if I don't know them, I think that's a very big thing for me, because there's experiences out there that I don't know about. And if I can just get my way into talking to people and helping them understand that it's okay to be a talk a lot person or hyperactive or whatever, then it allows them to understand that they can be that too.
Honey says, don't be afraid to be yourself. Be original. And don't be someone who can be controlled by others. Be proud to be you, she says.
My work is my music, of course, going out to inspire people in different communities, different cultures, different locations around the world, not just the United States, around the world. Drink coffee all day, study sometimes, show up late, smile, and make stuff. Boom. That's it.
For KBFT, I'm Allison Herrera.